Scholastic Audio presents Fever Crumb, written and read for you by Philip Reeve. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Girl from Godsawk's Head. That morning they were making paperboys. Fever had gone down at dawn to the pressing room to collect 14 of the big furled sheets of paper, 6 feet square, which Dr. Isbister made by pulping and pressing foolish old books that his library did not need. Then she had carried them carefully back up the winding wooden stairways of the head to the chambers that she shared with Dr. Crumb. There they had set to work. Fever was just the right size now to lie on each sheet while Dr. Crumb drew an outline all round her with his pencil. When that was done, she fetched 2 pairs of paper shears, and they carefully cut out the silhouettes. Soon 14 of her blank white selves lay stacked on the workbench. Fever stood at Dr. Crumb's side, watching but not speaking, while he spread out one of the cutouts and laid a thin wire skeleton on top of it. He took care over the hands with their complicated little mechanisms, and the dim white metal discs like flimsy coins, which were the paperboy's eyes and brain. These were old-world mechanisms, and if they were damaged, they could never be replaced, for no one knew the secrets of their making any more. They had been recycled from one generation of paperboys to the next, ever since the Scriven first brought them down out of the unknown north. When all the mechanisms were correctly positioned, Fever helped Dr. Crumb to coat the paper figure with paste. Then they took a second cutout and stuck it precisely over the first, so that the two cutouts formed a Fever-shaped paper sandwich with the metal parts hidden inside. Together they carried it to the bath.